Hare Om. Om Hare 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 Om.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host. Listeners, first I'd like to thank you for your time and your listening support today. I'd also like to thank our sponsors. Our show today is on reaching a plateau in your healing journey. Something that I was thinking about this week as I was doing some yoga moves, I feel like I've hit a plateau in my practice, and I thought it was a very relevant topic to discuss today. We have our two wonderful guests with us again today, who are Sabre and Carol. They're with us each week. They are magnificent healers in their own right, and it's great to have them. But now I'd like to introduce you to the show, the healer that this show is dedicated to each week, and that's Atana. You've just heard his music, and we'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He's an author, musician, master energy healer, and international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he has created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and that is called the Atana Healing Method. The easiest way to find him is to Google him or look up his website, atanamethod.com. And now we welcome Atana. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, wonderful listeners, Anna, Sabre and Carol, and of course, a wonderful Dawn with BBS Radio. We are grateful. I'm so grateful that we have the show and that we can broadcast it into the whole galaxy, the multiverse, all dimensions. This is so amazing, and I'm so happy that you're hearing about the Atana Method. The Atana Method is an advanced form of energy healing work that you can utilize that supports you in getting your power back, getting you back on track in terms of purpose, self-activation, and also in seeing how you can align and adjust yourself in all of these dimensional events and all this craziness of the world that's happening to be balanced and taking your power back, and also to move deeper into your purpose, where you can then decide, what is it that I really have to do? What's my service in this lifetime? What do I need to do? How can I become the best version of myself? And how can I be the most effective healer on this planet, for myself and, of course, for all the fellow human beings and all the beings, really? So thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you. It sounds pretty amazing, Atana, this method, and it is pretty amazing. And I'm just really fascinated. Have you ever hit a plateau in your healing journey?
Well, I often hit a plateau, and when I hit a plateau, I was wondering, why is this happening to me? I'm an unlimited, infinite energy being. What is my situation in this moment? What is my idea, my belief system that tries to trigger me into this way of, well, there's nothing else than this, and it cannot get any higher, or it cannot get any deeper, it cannot get any more effective. And these are all programs that we are constantly exposed to when we are on this planet, because, you know, in our belief system, we're not being taught really immediately that we are unlimited, infinite energy beings. We are being taught, like, one day when everything is over, you're going to get what you deserve, you know, but here you just get used to the suffering. And instead of, like, bring all of your energies into this moment, into this dimension, and let's see how most magnetic we can be so we can attract highest levels of consciousness. And that's something people have not been really taught in a very effective way. And there was, like, always one or the other part was constantly suppressed. It's not really a full spectrum light or life expression that we're being taught when we came to the planet. We're being saying, like, be careful with this, don't do this, that's okay. And everything that was being rewarded was really when we did something for others that limited ourselves. And so, except if you're like an athlete and you're trying to really get hard into, you know, and we do have a powerful athlete on the show with us who can probably tell us more about that. But until you get to this, until you get really to this point where you're being your fullest expression of your light and energy, and then you get to this place where you say, well, I reached this moment, I reached this plateau, but it's also an enjoyable plateau because we know it's not a reality. I mean, I know in my nature and your nature and all of humanity's nature is the ultimate fullest expansion is where we the most satisfied are in, or the most happiest we are when we're in our fullest expansion of light. And that means whatever this expansion was, it's not going to be the fullest expansion tomorrow, because tomorrow the universe, the multiverse is already further expanded. That means we fully have to expand tomorrow with the fully expanded universe again. So until we get to this place where we feel like that is a plateau, because yesterday is limited compared to where we're at today.
So I guess plateaus are experiences people experience in sport. They also experience, you know, you hit the diet plateau where you, you know, hit a certain weight level that people just can't budge. What is it like experiencing a healing plateau, a healing level plateau? And I'm wanting to understand it from two places. I want to understand it from the practitioner. So I'm sure that you guys, you know, you would hit a plateau in your teachings or your methods, but also I'm sure clients also experience it. So sometimes, you know, I get to a place where I think, God, I just can't get off this same place. I feel like I need to be moving forward, or I feel like I'm just stagnant. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit about that, Sayatana.
Yeah, see, when we reach a plateau in the method, now this is an advanced method, you know. When you reach a plateau, and you have to think about it this way in terms of excellence, you know. Whenever you get to this place where you're feeling comfortable and you're kind of like you can dial it in and you have certain healing experiences and you know you can make this like a very, you know, affordable, energetically affordable experience and you can help people with it. It's nice, you know, because you go on and you can already support humanity in a very good way. But, you know, I'm also, you know what they're saying, good is like, good is the enemy of excellence, you know, when, because you are not really at the cutting edge, at the pulse of time. And that needs to be a desire and a feeling, a wanting to be at that place on a daily basis. And that means often we want to be just in a comfort zone where everything is okay and where everything is just kind of flowing. But we have to also be aware we live in a very volatile, multiversal expression of life where the dimensionalities are very much on a second-to-second level can shift. That means if we are not fully aware on where we're at dimensionally, we can be swallowed up by literally by another dimension. And we think we're being alive and we're actually living already in a dimensionality as we are not even alive. And so for me, that's not really, you know, a plateau. It's like I am working right now so people don't get onto those plateaus, you know, and get stuck. Because when we are on this plateau, the only thing that I see that can happen from there is flying. Because as a plateau, okay, it's not getting higher, let's fly. And let's go like, let's do a quantum leap here. You know, and that's really where I'm at. If I look back 10, 15 years ago, I was like, you know, it was like still like, how can I improve it? How can I get better? Now the method is down pat. I mean, everybody who is working with it, they have their transformational experiences. You get right to the guts of the transformational things, and people know exactly what they need to transform. And now once you transform what you need to transform in this life, you go deeper, past life, karma, generational, lineage. That can be so intense that you have, when you have the right tools, that's where you want to go deeper, because this is a never-ending story. It's not like we're going to get like ever being done with it. We just have to show the effort that we want to put an effort into it. Until then, life is going to throw always something at us that makes us wanting to give up.
It certainly does. Life can throw some big curveballs at you. So I want to talk today, and I'm going to bring in some of our guests a little bit later, but in terms of helping people, is it okay just to sit in that plateau? Is it okay just to be with that plateau and accept that plateau as it is? Or do you suggest somebody does something to help move them from that plateau?
A plateau is a nice place if you feel like you're recovering from post-traumatic stress. But, you know, a plateau is okay if you want to do, like, some lively stuff that you have felt you missed. And you kind of like, hey, I need a year or 2 years, just kind of like a side observation, and just kind of like recovering from post-traumatic stress. Life was just too much. But here, healing, it's like that's the pulse of time. That's where it's happening. Transformation is where it's happening. That's where like the limited meets the infinite. You know, this is like the melting pot right here. This is like, okay, so what is resisting? What is flowing? What part of me? And yeah, it is okay. You know, it is okay to be there. But ultimately, why would you be there? Because you know exactly it's happening. You know, it's not like you're living somewhere in India or in Tibet in a cave and you don't have to participate in life. No. Yeah. You, if you can feel, you can disconnect yourself for a moment and you have some time. But even then, you go into these isolations, and a lot of people go to India and stay there for several years, but finally they come back, and then they want to, like, participate in the craziest societal experiments possible, because they want to bring that back into society. So, yeah, good question, Anna.
Thank you. We are going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're coming back with some more of this topic, what happens when we reach a plateau in our healing. Stay tuned.
Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. We are discussing today plateaus, reaching plateaus in our healing journeys. And we've just been speaking to Atana about it. I really like that analogy, Atana, of going to India for a while. I mean, bringing back that into the world really does make sense to me. We have lovely Carol with us today as well, who is with us here every week. Hello, Carol.
Hello. Happy to be here. I hope everyone is well.
Yes, we're happy to have you. So tell us this, I guess, experience of reaching plateaus in our life. I was interested in exploring that today in our discussions on healing. Have you experienced a healing plateau for yourself or as a healing practitioner?
Oh, yes, many times. I'm certainly not exempt. I begin to recognize after quite a few reminders, you know, that when I start to get too comfortable, I might get a little gentle reminder about, you know, being comfortable and sitting back and relaxing, because I spent a lot of years at that place of, like, I'll just in my stagnation of, I can just sit here and, like, pretend that everything's okay. And so now I know when I am starting to, like, feel a little bit too comfortable or numb, that I might be in a place where I'm not expanding. And
Right.
Does that make sense? So,
absolutely.
I mean, I love to be comfortable. Of course, we all love to be comfortable, but I'm starting to understand that difference between, like, being on that edge. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what Saber has to say about that edge. Not having been an athlete, not myself, you know, like, not knowing about that edge. The edge to me of that expansion has traditionally for me been a scary place, you know, because of my history and my evolution. I would always seek, like, a little den of safety. And so getting out into, you know, being exposed and pushing the limits and expanding is something that I've had to really work on and grow into over the years that I've been doing the energy work. The one thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, something to assess when we feel like we're stuck. So if we feel like, you know, like, I'm not getting anywhere, what's going on? Is, like, is it that are you really stuck and going nowhere, it seemingly, or is what you're working on being brought to you in a different way? So, for example, if you're working on empowerment and bringing power back, you know, calling your power back and being in your power, and so if you expand forward in, say, claiming your power through actions, and then you make that expansion, and you feel like good because you've made some changes and you've expanded and you've accelerated, and then it feels like you're having to work again on power. The question I would ask for you to look at is it that you've stagnated there or that you've reached a threshold, or is it that you working on your power is come, you have now an opportunity to work on it in a different way? Now maybe you have an opportunity to be in your power or claim your power with your voice. And so sometimes
you always make things so easy to understand, Carol, honestly. Like, you take what seems to be quite a complex, like, energy healing is pretty mind-blowingly fascinating. And when you hear Atana talk about it, it's no rubbishing you, Atana, but sometimes when you hear Atana talk about it, my head just grows and grows and grows. I'm like, oh my God.
I hear you guys.
And then
to make it complicated.
Carol has this amazing way of like dovetailing it back to basic, earthy, grassroots. I'm like, go, Carol. I'm getting it. Oh, dear. Well, sorry.
That was Carol. It's the Carol experience, right? I mean, that's... I can see what I've learned by living it. And so it's like you... That would be the first thing to ask, is are you really at a threshold, or are you just exploring a different avenue of your expansion? If you do find out that you are, you know, on a threshold or a plateau or a stagnation, then it's like, why? And usually in my experience, it's been the question I ask myself is, okay, where's the resistance? You know, like, what am I resistant to? So if it's, you know, like being in my power through my voice, then why am I resisting that? Where is that resistance in me, and what can I do to explore it and try and transform it? You know, like what's the fear in it? What's the resistance in it?
Yeah, right.
Always have to bring it back to what's going on within you. You know, it's like, Are you afraid of expanding? Are you just tired and you just want to curl up in your little healing den? You know, I mean, it's like, what's going on that makes you feel like you're in a threshold?
And have you worked with clients that have reached plateaus in their own journey? And I mean, I know for one, I find those plateaus sometimes quite frustrating. Like, what, you know, we're working or we're doing all this work, but nothing is shifting. How do you then deal with clients that are facing that problem?
Well, again, I look at it as, is it, I mean, when they are coming for consistent energy work, they are evolving. Because they're transforming. And sometimes, so the first question again would be like, when they feel like, here I am, I feel like I'm stuck because I don't feel like I'm moving forward, I would look at it again and say, okay, are we really stuck? Or is it that you have evolved and you're just looking at it again? Say you're on an outside elevator of a building, you know, and you were on one floor and now you're on a floor, five floors up from it. It's still the same building, but you've risen. So that would be like the first thing to determine. And as the practitioner, I might be able to point out areas where they have evolved and they have moved a little further, you know, up the line of their expansion. But if it's, you know, if they're like, but I'm not, you know, I don't feel any different. I don't feel like I've made that breakthrough. Then we go back to look at where's the resistance and start transforming the resistance. Or like Atana was saying, that's when you go deeper into generational work or past life work and find out where in that infrastructure there's some interference.
Yeah, right. Sometimes I get that feeling like, oh, it doesn't matter how hard you work on something, things seem to just, like, not change. It is a very frustrating feeling, you know,
feel
like you can't budge, yeah.
But you have to look at it dimensionally, though. Think about it like you're an infinite energy being. So I have a lot of people that worked with, for example, with... counselors, you know, on a lot of issues. And when they had these issues and they still think like after 3 or 4 years, they're like still not through with it. It's not because they didn't get through. It's because they got a step further and a step further into the infinite, into now maybe they're not into the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual anymore. Now they're on an energy level. And that energy level has to be addressed separately than in talk therapy, for example. And so that's a whole nother level that has to be considered in terms of a holistic approach, because every spectrum has to be considered. Now think about these spectrums go all the way into the infinite, and every time it's going to get easier, but it is still a form of residue there that needs to be addressed since it was already manifested. And that's something we have to get into a place where we're not going to get exhausted by looking at it, by actually being excited that we have an opportunity to work on it.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. But you know what, Tani, you made this great little analogy to me. It would be 2 years ago now, where you said you want that all of those residues to come up. And you said to me that you've almost
exactly.
got to think of them like helium balloons. And as they come up, you know, the fire burns and they lift, and it actually takes you higher and higher. And I thought that is the greatest analogy. You want all of that to come up so you can go higher, baby. Let's go higher. Let's go
we
higher.
Love it. We love it.
Anyway, we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and then we're coming back with our other fabulous guest, Saber. So stay tuned.
Om Hari 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 Om. 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 Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Today we have been discussing hitting a plateau in your healing journey. It's actually been a really interesting conversation, and one I have gained quite a lot of insight from. Just before we dive back into the discussion, I just want to say this show is based on Atana's method. It's called the Atana Healing Method. You can look up Atana's website and read all about him there. He's got a fascinating story, a fascinating life story. This gift he has been basically born with as a child really has been refined, put into a particular method that you can study. And I have done that. So I use energy healing on myself, my family. I do it very sneakily in the businesses that I consult to help the people in those businesses also to heal. And that's how I see as my duty and job is to be healing people and the earth and my family. I use it that way. I cannot recommend it more highly. You can jump on board and you can go onto that website. You will find Atana's teachings. You will find his online classes. You will find his group sessions you can go to. You can make a booking. You can do a one-on-one session like I do every week with Atana. We do it via telephone, VoIP, because I live in Australia and he's in Nashville, where his giant crystal stores are. So if you're actually anywhere near Nashville, you can go off and visit these incredible stores. I have only ever seen them online, but I know our guests, Saber and Carol, have been there in person. And it's pretty impressive. Atana has got everything on that website. It's his music. It's his books. It's these incredible, I'm going to call them channeled meditations called one-months. That's how I embody them. And every week I sit on my couch and listen to these one-months and I feel like energy is streaming down through my body and cleansing me. It's an incredible experience and I highly recommend it. Or you can find links to Atana's YouTube page, his Facebook page, his Instagram page. He is out there. Atana, why do you make yourself so available to everybody?
Because nobody has an excuse to say they couldn't find me. Like, hey, I didn't know about it, Atana. Yes, you did. I was right there. And then I go like, one day I'm going to be questioned, how good did you serve, my son? I said, I did the best I could. I was even on Instagram.
Hey, you're going to have, you know how like Instagram has got these shopping tags? Well, now you can sell a whole lot of stuff on Instagram too. So you can even sell your crystals there. People can be like, I love that crystal and they can buy it. We'll have a discussion of that offline, I think. But let's bring fantastic other guests in now. Saber Lady.
Hello, 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 my radio family. I love you. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Very good. I missed you last week. I wasn't on the program last week. But I want to hear from you, like just dive in. What about plateaus? What about plateaus?
All right. Well, plateaus for me are, instead of looking at it as in a negative connotation, plateaus for me are an indicator of you've done what you wanted to do. You've set out to get to where you wanted to go, and you've succeeded. And there is kind of like this wrapping up, and then a new journey starts. And so instead of thinking of a plateau as I'm not getting past something, is you have the awareness. If you're saying I hit a plateau, you have the awareness now integrated into your consciousness. Whereas months or years ago, you had no idea you were even on a journey. But now you know you're on a journey and you've hit a plateau. So that says you're doing really, really good. Okay? Now, the next part of that is, what do you want to do next? What do you want your life to be? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to do it at? And I refer to the divine beings and the divine realms lovingly as the Department of Motor Vehicles, that it's a very slow process, right? It is slow, but you know, if you have your birth certificate and your social security card, you can go down to the DMV and get what you need. And so it's the same thing with hitting a plateau. You need to see what your assets are, what you have in your pocket ready for your journey, and use those credentials, use those gifts that you've learned over the past couple of years for the next part. And instead of saying, oh, I can't do this anymore and I'm not doing very good, it's not happening fast enough, and throwing away all of your credentials and all the things that you've worked hard to find, because a lot of us need to find our Social Security card somewhere, right? When we find it, use it. And it is a beautiful thing when we put back our power. We remember that we are infinite beings and we've got infinite power and that we can tap into all of that power at any time.
Yeah, right. You know, I had just, it's funny that you talk about that because I have just had an experience of losing my driver's license and I need to go and get another one. And I feel like I'm on that plateau right this second.
That's so crazy that it's in tandem with what you're saying with hitting a plateau. That's pretty amazing. So right now you're getting a divine appointment on the air for you to really pivot, change direction, and do what it is you have set out to do, and don't let anything stop you. Because you, Anna, are an amazing, amazing woman. And even just, you know, missing last week on the show, it was like a hole in my heart was gone, you know. So I can't imagine what beautifulness you bring to your family and the ones around you, and also to our radio family. Please remember that you've got it, girl. I mean, you've got that sparkle. You do. I'm proud of you. I really am.
Thank you. That's lovely. Now, thank you, Saber. That's very sweet. I our listeners, I'm sure that if you've been listening along, Seda secretly has been a true athlete. She has been a champion tennis player. Now, I'm fascinated. This idea of hitting a plateau, did you experience this in your career as a tennis player?
Of course. And but physically,
tell us
emotionally,
about that. Like, because that's a real physical and mental thing to hit. And I'm fascinated to hear how you met that and how you managed that.
Well, I was lucky enough growing up to live at a facility called Bolitari. And Bolitari is in Bradenton, Florida, and coached some of the best players in the world. Unfortunately, I am not one of those top players. I'm probably top 1,000, top 2,000, right? But I just was never that 1%. And I'm watching all these other people, like, around me, like Monica Seles lived there, Pete Sampras lived there, and I'm like, what is it that they have that I don't have, right? I'm out here. I'm working just as hard. I am probably busting my butt a little bit more because they're above me, right? I want to get to where they are. And now that I look back on it, it was all a divine plan that if I would have been doing that at that level, I don't know if I'd be alive today, number one, because I had no idea how to handle myself as an individual, as a young lady, as just a human being. Because talking about living on the edge, I'm a person that loves to live on the edge. My house is on a cliff today, you know. I'm 40 years old and living on a cliff, you know.
I love it.
You know, I love that, you know, what can I push myself towards? And on the other side of that spectrum, it can be very dangerous. And so, as I was saying before, that the divine beings, assimilating them to DMV, right, the slowness, if I would have been manifesting at the level that I am right now, I would have been manifesting not only the positive good things, but the negative things as well, so fast, okay? So let's just look at that for a minute. If I'm saying I want to manifest a brand new car, right, and $20,000, and I'm at a level that I can, right? It's right there. Okay, it's right there. But in the same breath, if I don't know how to tailor my thoughts, to curve my thoughts from being negative, I could say, I'm going to get in a car accident, in that car as soon as I get it. Boom, I'm in a car accident, right? So it's almost like the divine beings are like, hold on, sister. You've got to master a whole bunch of stuff before you get to those levels, right? And that's why we have so many people that are at those levels showing us what to do. Like Lindsay Lohan is an example of what not to do, right? But thank goodness for her because she's shown people what not to do. And so many people she's helped by saying, don't do this, right? As someone who's saying,
yeah, absolutely.
Right,
you don't
right.
want to go down that path.
Right. But also not being like, oh, man, she's this and that. Say thank you, Lindsay, because, you know, number one, I'm praying for you and thank you. But, you know, you really show me something I don't want to do, right? And so thank you for that. And how many people, you know, maybe has she saved or challenged to do better in their lives by showing them what not to do, what they don't want in their lives?
It's such a beautiful way of looking at it because, you know, we're just talking about being of service. In a strange way, when you view it through that lens, that she has been of service, you know, and she's done this, what you've just said, she's actually assisted you to say, I would never want to go down that path and this is the reason
right.
why. And who knows
right.
what's going to happen. But, you know, it's such a magnificent way of looking at that situation and non-judgmental. You're incredible. I love the way you guys all, you healers. I love the way you all have this incredible perspective on life. It's,
you love all the crazy perspectives that we have. I love
that. I do. The crazy perspective. And it's going into what you talk about, Atana, is that healing zone that you basically live in now, which... is incredible, but I think that really just brings this such a heart-centered way of being. Awesome. So just say that quickly, I want to understand if you've dealt with clients or people that you've worked with that have hit plateaus.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening right now. And it really seems and I hate to like not put this towards the adults, but a lot of teenagers and younger kids are hitting a plateau so much earlier than, say, what we went through in our, we're 40s now, but when we were 10, 15 years old, it seems like the kids are being born and they are, they're multiverse, right? They are multi-talented and they've got all this brain activity. We can see that with the ADHD and the ADD, and these kids are so freaking awesome, but they're plateauing so early. It's almost like, you know, that hot guy in high school that plateaued in high school, you know, now he's bald and has a big old belly and, you know, lives in his mom's basement. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we don't want these kids to go through this either. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, you know, kick him in the tuchus a little bit. And I think that the kids are a little bit, when I push them, I push them. You want to push them a little bit farther than you think that they know how to get there. And I don't know what's happening, but a lot of parents are kind of afraid to push, right? And they're afraid to push them a little bit because, oh, I don't want them to be mad at me, or I don't want them to be sad, or I don't want them to freak out. But we have got to show them that there's more in them, that they can get to where they need to go. And that's a parent's job and teacher's job and the healer's job, to show kids and adults alike that there's more inside of them. And if that means that you have to say, stop with the excuses, stop with the negativity, stop saying you can't, you won't, you don't, I shouldn't. You think the Creator says those words? Hell no. You can, you will, you are doing it, and you're going to keep on doing it, and you're going to be awesome at it. And if you keep that mindset, you will get to where you're supposed to go. Right. And just like the physicality of weightlifting, you know, if you weightlift 20 pounds, 20 reps, and you just keep doing that for 6 months, yeah, you're going to get lean and a little bit long because you're not doing heavy weight, but you're going to plateau. So either you change how many reps you do or you change how much weight you do, right, depending on where you want your journey to go, right, or how you want your body to look. And same thing. How do you want your life to look? What do you want it to look like? And that's what, you know, Atana has really taught me, is to visualize, to really look within, to see what it is that you want. Not necessarily what someone else is telling you what to do, inside pressure from family, inside pressure from, you know, friends. What is it that you want to do at your core? And that is magical, because that is a gift given to you when you're born. And when you tap into that, it just seems to just, boom, you know, make things grow so much faster. It's almost like a miracle grow on your dreams and your desires and your likes and your wants. For some reason, when you really tap into what it is you truly came here to do, you'll be unstoppable. And a lot of people
awesome.
Are not doing that. Yes. Thank you for mm-hmm. listening.
It's like fertilizer, hey? It's a little bit like
it
magic
does.
Stuff fertilizer.
It does.
Just sprinkle, yeah. Grow, baby, grow, baby, grow.
Yeah.
We are going to go to another quick commercial break, but thank you, Saber. That was beautiful insight, beautiful tips. Always love chatting to you, my friend. And we will be back
thank
in
you.
1 minute, 1 minute for the last section.
Om Hari 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 Om. 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 Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Today we have been discussing hitting a plateau, and I've actually really enjoyed this conversation. I hope our listeners have enjoyed it as well. Just cutting a little segue to this discussion, Atana, these crystal stores that you've been opened, they're attracting quite a lot of attention, but they just seem to come out of nowhere. Can you talk to us a little bit about them and why people should get down there or check them out on Instagram, and what's their purpose? Yes.
Well, I have worked with these crystal stores as literally as little oasis stops and consciousness recharging points. I have like one store that's in 2819 Columbine Place, close to Berry Hill. It's a little bit more south of Nashville. Then the other store is a little bit more east. It's in East Nashville, 804 Meridian Street. And whenever you come, each store features and activates something different. And the other day, I had a guy with his son. He has a five-year-old son coming by, and he shows me a picture of another stone and a couple other places that I activated here in Nashville. And he said, look, we are following here some invisible energy or line, and I wonder if that's what you're doing here. And actually, the son, 5 years old, figures out the stops and the areas where I actually activated the earth energies in the city. And if you look at the city,
maybe he's like a little Atana protege.
Well, he is definitely tuned in. Let me tell you, this kid is definitely tuned in. And he said, "Well, I'm driving my son around, and he has his own collection, and he's talking and he does his own thing. And I'm just kind of watching here," he says. "I'm just kind of like watching him, what he's doing. And I realize, is there any maps that you have out there of the crystal areas that you are activated?" And I'm right now at work to create actually like an energy crystal map where people can come to the crystal stores that I have that are very visible, and then I have also some other areas that I activated in Nashville, and people are slowly getting like the whole journey. It's a journey of consciousness that people can undertake when they have never visited Nashville before, or even if they live here, and you go to the different areas and different aspects of your being are being activated. And I help like businesses, you know, to go into having a stone with them, or several stones that have several frequencies that I feel would be very good for that area. And so I'm just kind of like building this up like the world wide web
of gemstone healing. Crystal channels, like a world wide web. Does this mean that like super highway healing can happen?
What was that?
Is this like super highway connectivity healing can happen?
Yeah, because you have different areas of your being are going to be activated. And interestingly, it naturally grows. It's not really me even doing it. It's more like it wants to happen. It's almost like when you go to England and you see these amazing pictographs, you know, and the crop circles. It just kind of happens. But it's more an expression of consciousness that reminds us how we can activate higher level of consciousness and beingness and how we can maintain these. And my job is to support you to stay on that higher level so that you can do your job the best way possible.
Yeah, great. I love that, Atana. You're so awesome.
So are you.
People can go, to Instagram, to Facebook. They can find them on your website, or they just get down there. Could you please just give us those addresses again, just in case anybody wants to come down?
Yes, please come to the Nashville Crystal Stores. When you're in Nashville, there's two places you do want to visit. That is the Berry Hill store. It's a smaller store, but it's so powerfully activated. You go into that store, and your frequency rises up to the highest level possible. And then there is another store location. And this store location that I just talked about is 2819 Columbine Place. in Berry Hill. So Columbine Place in the area where, you know, Vanderbilt is. Vanderbilt has a big complex here across, 100 Oaks. And the address is 2819 Columbine Place. The zip code is 37204, and it's in Berry Hill. Berry Hill, and it's also in Nashville, but that part is called Berry Hill. And the other store is in 804 Meridian Street. Meridian, like the meridians that run to your body, that meridians where the acupuncturist works on, only that you're going to be worked on with crystals on the meridians of Nashville. So 804 Meridian Street, and the zip code is 37207. That's it. 37207. And it's
well
at
done.
East Nashville. What was it?
Well done, Atana.
Thank
good.
You.
I, can, I mean, you remember all the zip codes and everything. That's impressive. So I wish I could come down and check out those stores because the pictures look incredible and those giant crystals. I'm actually surprised they don't fall through your floors, to be perfectly honest.
It's amazing. We have to reinforce the floors.
How did you make them? How did you make them not fall through the floors?
Well, we have to reinforce the floors. In fact, one of the bigger ones, it's almost 1 ton, almost 2,200 pounds heavy. It actually went partially to the floor. We could kind of like pull it back up, and we had to replace a couple of areas in the floor. And then we got it a steel plate on top of it. Underneath, it's reinforced. And it stands up, and when you go and you give it a hug, it's almost 6 foot tall. You give it a
wow.
hug, and you're gonna get supercharged.
Amazing. So I just wanted to first of all thank you for sharing all of that with us.
You're welcome.
Just wanted to just circle back to our topic today, which has been hitting a plateau. I'm just fascinated to know. Are there crystals that can help people working with plateaus? How, if you know of any, what would that be?
Yes. Anything that has to do with a plateau means you think you reach the highest levels already. And on the other side, you thought that this is it. That means your grounding is limited. That means you have to ground deeper and you have to go higher, right, like a big tree. A big tree thinks sometimes when it was a small tree, I reached a plateau. I don't think I'm going to grow any bigger. There is actually some stones that are going to help you tremendously with that, and they're called phantom quartz. Phantom quartz are several quartz in one quartz, and they reached a plateau at a certain time when the conditions in the pocket, in the mineral pocket that they grew in changed, and they stopped growing. So because of the conditions changed, they didn't have enough the mineral consistency that's required for them to grow, so they stopped growing. And that's literally they hit a plateau. And then the conditions changed again, and they started growing. And then that condition changed again, and they stopped growing. And that could actually happen up to 100 times. Now think about when we think there's no solution, I don't know if I can make it, I don't know if I'm going to ever do my purpose. Can you imagine you have one of these crystals in your hands that give you the patience and the compassion and the perseverance to know it's going to happen regardless how it looks? And having some crystal in your hand, a phantom quartz that's actually completed, will super motivate you because it will give you that know-how, that consciousness to actually get to completion of your service.
Yeah, wow. I have to come and get some of that phantom quartz, I think. I'm feeling
give
a little
off
on my purpose this week.
Give me some of that phantom quartz.
I haven't quite got to my purpose, living my full purpose this week. I'm coming down for that phantom quartz. and finding our purpose. This is such beautiful work to do at the Tana, and you write so eloquently about it in your book. And
you.
I guess, you know, part of that is, or actually the crux of that is healing. And healing for you has been your life, and now you're sharing it with others. What do you think, of all your tools and all your methods, what do you think is actually the most the one that people resonate most with? Is it the hands-on work that you do? Is it the sacred inner dialogue? Is it the actual crystal stores? What do you think has the most impact for people?
I think the most impact is my sincerity, because I am sincerely just wanting to support. And these tools are nothing else than tools. But at the end of the day, we're all humans. And at the end of the day, it's like the effort that you make to support. And, you know, when you are sincerely want to help somebody, you're going to do it. You're going to do it one way or the other. And if we have tools, it's great. But if you just want to help and you are sincerely want to help, that's really all that's required. The tools will come later. But when you have that follow through that you sincerely want to help another soul and you want to help that being and you see being suffering and you just want to make it a little bit better, that's really all we need to do. And if I look at all the tools and everything, if I boil it down to the quintessence, that's really all that is required. You know, the rest is like God and the universe is doing. And yeah, it's good to have a tool or a screwdriver or a hammer if somebody needs a hammer, or you just help somebody out who has a flat tire. All that is required is some time, sincere effort, and a focus, and just wanting to help a fellow human being, you know. And that's really all this is about.
But also staying in the right vibration. I think that's what this has really taught me too, how to be clean and clear channel to be able to be the greatest work you can be. So I think you know, that is what my lesson has been around this too, is being in that space. So then you really can help, because the better that you feel, the more in that healing space that you feel, the greater of service you can be. That's what you've taught me.
Absolutely. And when we go in there, and now I have these amazing tools, I do want everyone to have these tools. It's like, you know, I can't be all personally being there, and we can be all not being personally being there supporting you in right there. But look, we found a way to reach you. If you hear this show and you hear Saber and you hear Carol and you hear Anna and you hear me, you're of course you can hear Don, but we have we can listen to him too. If you listen to us, imagine what you can receive just with the consciousness, with the awareness, just being part of this. Just feel the energy, like read between the lines and observe what we're offering, and then just go into that consciousness and then say, look, I can do this. I can get these information. I can get the book. I get these online classes. I can get myself and educate me to a level where I can be the best, most effective healer for myself. And the more I heal myself, the more I can support others in their healing process.
Amazing. Thank you, Atana. And thank you to our guests, Carol and Saber, who are with us every single week.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Don, our producer, that Atana talks about. Don is behind the scenes making it all work. And I'd just like to open up the mic to this beautiful team that we work with, so everybody can say goodbye to our listeners and thank our sponsors. So I'm handing over to you, healers. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Have faith.
Goodbye, wonderful beings.
Take care, listeners.
You.
We'll be back next week.
We love
you. We love you. Bye.
Om Hari 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 Om. 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 Oh. Om Hari 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 Om.